Where are we? Father left us alone in the woods. The last thing I remember after that is coming up to the house in the clearing. But that can't be right. Because it was made out of candy. And then that woman came out and invited us inside. But then everything's a blur. We're in a cage, dangling from the ceiling. That woman drugged us, I think, and put us in here. I remember now, vaguely. She was gloating and wouldn't stop talking. She's going to eat us. She said we were older than most of her victims, but since we were both pure, it would still work. She must be a witch or something. I've heard of such things. They preserve their youth by eating the young. Even though she barely looks older than us, she could be hundreds of years old. No, I don't want to be eaten either. There has to be some way to get out of here. That big padlock on the door to the cage, it looks old. Can you reach it? Okay, well, try shaking it or pulling it off. Try harder. No, you're right. That's not going to work. We'll just have to wait until the witch comes back. She has to let us out of here sometime. Then we can try to escape. Or, well, maybe there's something else. She said we had to be pure. That she could sense the pureness on us. And that's why she said we would work for whatever her purposes are. But what if neither of us were pure anymore? Oh, don't be so dense. We would become unpure with each other. Please don't make me make it any clearer than that. We've always been close, to the point that it's gotten in the way of us doing impure things with others. And there's no sense of saving our purity if we're just going to die. And maybe by giving up that innocence, the witch will no longer want to eat us. And if it helps, we wouldn't be doing anything I hadn't thought of us doing, at least once or twice before. I'm actually surprised it hasn't happened yet. If you would have asked or made the first move at least, I would have said yes. Or at least I would have had a very hard time saying no. Now, under these circumstances, I don't think we have a choice. Either being intimate with each other makes the witch no longer want us and she lets us go, or at the very least, we will die knowing what it's like to have made love. Can you say no to this? You've never been able to say no to your sister before, whether it was when I asked you to play or to eat your dessert or anything else. Could you possibly tell me no now? You're my big brother. You've been my protector for so long. My knight. Now reap the rewards that you've been protecting. No, there's not much room in this cage. But we really don't need all that much space. I can sit in your lap, like I've done so many times before. Only this time, I'll sit facing you with my legs around you. I just need to lift my dress and remove my. No, don't look away. Not this time. Or at least you don't have to pretend to be looking away like before. You can look. Please. There. You just sit there, cross-legged, and take it out. Or let me. It's not like this is the time for modesty. I'm going to sit on that. Has it been like that this entire time? Or was it me that did this to you? Well, I'm no witch, but I think I have a way to cure this for you, my brother. Lean back, just a little against the bars. There you go. I'm more ready for you than a sister should be for her brother, or under these conditions. A little saliva on my fingertips, and then on you. There, that should be all the help we need. There's not enough room for either of us to undress, but let me hold up my dress. If I can lower myself slowly, can you do the rest? No, I'm not changing my mind. It's just that the position is weird. And let me move my legs farther apart. Now hold yourself in place, like that. And I will... No, no regrets, just that we aren't doing this in your bed back at home, or in the barn, on a soft bed of hay. If we get out of here alive, we'll have to try those places as well. But first, we have to get out of here, and in order to get out of here, we'll have to begin moving. Or I will, at least. It feels much better now that I've had time to adjust to it. To you. No, hold on to my hips and help me move. I need to grab onto the bars for leverage. So much better now. I can move easier and faster. Even if the cage is beginning to sway now. Oh, but it's swaying in time with us. No, don't worry about the cage. Don't worry about the witch. Right now, the only thing that matters is you and I and making love. This may be the one chance either of us gets, so let's make it as perfect as we can. Perfect sex with a perfect brother. Oh God, yes. We may not have come from the best family, but we can make our own now. Oh, yes. Oh, please, brother. Oh, yes. Oh, you fill my pretty pussy so full. Oh, yes. Yes, please. Yes. Take your fingers into my hips, yeah, like that. Faster. Please, I'm almost there. Please, I'm so close. Oh God, please come in me. Please. Please. Please fill me. Please. I want your seed inside me, brother. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh my. I was not expecting that to happen when I woke up this morning. To end up having sex with my brother, locked in some wildly swaying cage. Wait, look. Is that the key to our cage? It's on the wall. And the swaying has brought us almost in reach of it. We just need to sway a little more. Come on, lean with me. Oh, stay inside me. Yeah. Okay, we're almost there. I think I can. Yes, I got it. Okay. Quick, help me turn the key. Oh, good. Okay. You get out first and steady the cage. Can you help me down now? And I should help put you back in your pants. Okay, we need to get out of here. I think it's this way. Shh, stop, stop, stop. It's the kitchen. And the witch is in there. She's warming up the oven. I think we got out just in time. She's just adding more wood to it. Wow, that is a big oven. She has to stick her entire upper body in it just to stoke it. I have a cuter bottom than her, right? Wait, wait, wait. We could push her into the oven. Her and her curiously attractive bottom. Let's go. Come on. There, she's in. Close the door, quick. Let her burn. Now, we need to find some food and get out of here. Let's check through these cupboards. Look at this. Come here. This one is packed with gold and jewels. We're rich. We could take this and go back home, and our parents wouldn't abandon us in the woods anymore. Or we could go to the other side of the woods, somewhere far away, somewhere they don't know us as brother and sister, but as husband and wife.